Today's Shir in Masechta Shavuos Daf Tes. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Ches Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah, Ein Ba'yadi B'Tchila, the person before he became Tamei was not aware that he was Tamei. V'yesh Ba'yadi B'Saif, but he knows at the end that he was Tamei. So we learned Sar Anas B'Chutz, the sar that's done outside on Yom Kippur, Yom Kippurim, and the Yom Kippur is mechaper. As the pasuk said, "Mivat chatas hakippurim." What this is mechaper on is that's mechaper on. And as we've been learning in our shiurim, the sir hanasa b'fnim is mechaper on something that had some sort of yediyah. That was the case where it had yediyah at the beginning, not yediyah at the end. Here, the chitz is mechaper on something that has by yediyah. What we're saying it is, it had yediyah b'tchila and no yediyah b'saif. Ask the Gemara. Michti, as we just indicated, is gushil adodi. The two psukim connect the two types of situations and the two types and these two kabbonis. So ask the Gemara, why should we say, michti, is gushil adodi? Nechaper apnimi adidei, the pnimi should work on every situation v'adichitzen. It should work both on a situation where was yediyah b'tchila and no yediyah b'saif v'adichaper, and it should also help for when there was no yediyah b'tchila, but there was yediyah b'saif. And what will be the nafkamina? In other words, the Gemara's question is, if I have the Pnimi to work for this, and I have the Chitzin to work for that, so why is it necessary to have two different Kabbonis work for the same situation? Says the Gemara, Nafgemir, Lahech Delav and Chitzin. In a situation where there weren't enough Seirim, there weren't enough male goats available, so they couldn't bring the sir anasa b'chutz. So if they couldn't bring the sir anasa b'chutz, they'll be able to rely on this carbon. Answers the Gemara. The pasuk, which speaks about the sir anasa on the pnimi, the chipa aron al karnois of achs b'shana b'dam chatas hakipurim. The Torah uses the word achas. Says the Gemara, kapara achs mechaper, it could only work for one type of situation, and only ve'ena mechaper shtei kaparis, and it can't work on two situations. And therefore, it could only work on something that has yediyah b'tchila with no yediyah b'saif, but it cannot work for something that didn't have yediyah b'tchila, but did have a yediyah b'saif. For that, we're going to rely on the sara nas b'chutz. The Gemara is saying every situation has its own kapara, has its own carbon. So ask the Gemara, yes. We just were able to prove that the sar hanasa b'fnim only could work for what is done b'fnim, for that purpose, and not have a second purpose. But ask the Gemara, v'nechapa chitzoin, the sar hanasa b'chutz should be effective, suggests the Gemara, at the day, on what it comes for, v'may the other pnimi, and for also what the carbon that's nasa b'fnim. And that means it should work even for a case where it was yediyah b'tchila, then yediyah b'saif. And why would that be important? Again, similar question. Why would we need two kabbonis for the same purpose? Nafgamina, the nafgamina will be the tumah de'ira ben zeh lezeh. That if there was a situation, chas v'shalom, of tumas migdash b'kedoshav that took place after the sir hanasa b'fnim, but before the sir hanasa b'chutz, that the sir hanasa b'fnim is no longer effective because it was already brought, the carbon was already brought, and therefore the carbon, as we've been learning in our shiurim, it serves as a protection for the person until he knows that he did the aveira and could bring a carbon. And therefore, the sir anas b'chutz should afford that protection. Answers the Gemara, Amakra, the Torah, when it speaks about the Sar Hanas Bifnim, says Achas Bishana twice. The Pasuk says, V'chipa Aaron al Karnos of Achas Bishana Medam Chatz Gipurim, Achas Bishana Yechapaleim Udarei Seichem. So as we said a moment ago, from the first time the Torah says the word Achas Bishana, it learns that the Chatas Apnimi works only for what is only for one purpose, not for two purposes. And then from the fact that the Torah says Achas Bishana a second time, to teach us Shikapar Zu Loi Tehei El Achas Bishana, that we don't have any other carbon that works for this case, only the Seir Hanas Bifnim. The Seir Hanas Bechutz doesn't work. And of course, Tosfos points out, well, there's some inaccuracy in that statement, because when you had Yediyah B'Tchila and no Yediyah B'Saif, so yes, these Karbanos of Yom Kippur help, but they only help until you ultimately become aware of the Aveira. Once you become ultimately aware of the Aveira, you're going to bring the Karban Oil of Yairitz. You see, there are two Karbanos for this Aveira. So Tosfos says, that's not considered that you're bringing two Karbanos for the same Aveira. The first Aveira, the first carbon, is not really, as we keep on repeating in our Shiurim, a full-fledged carbon. The reason why it is not considered a full-fledged carbon, because it's not considered a full-fledged carbon because it's only brought for lahagain. It's only brought as a protection until the person ultimately will bring the right carbon. So if you have one carbon, which is only here as a protective carbon until you bring the carbon, and the other one is the true carbon that you have to bring for the Aveira, then that considered a redundancy of Karbanos. Another pshat that they learn is that this carbon has a specific time. The carbon of Yom Kippur has a specific time. The carbon of Oil of Yairid doesn't have a specific time when you bring the carbon. You're bringing the carbon when you become aware that you did the Aveira. So that, again, is a reason why it cannot be considered a redundancy, why it cannot be considered a redundancy of Karbanos. Says the Gemara, we learned the Rabbi Shmuel, Damash Ein Bayidei B'Tchila, Yesh Bayidei B'Soif, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, where you didn't know before that you were Tamei, but you did bring a carbon, but you'd become aware at the end. He doesn't require a Yediyah B'Tchila. He doesn't need you to know before you did this that you were Tamei. So, to be Chayav Karban Oil of a Yared. So now, according to this, the Sar HaPnimi is Mechaper on a case where there was no Yediyah B'Tchila, where there was Yesh B'Yediyah B'Saif. The reason we said before in our previous shiur that the Sar HaPnimi is not Mechaper on a Tumah She'ein Bo Yediyah B'Tchila, because that we learned, because the Sar HaPnimi can only help for a Tumah that could come to Karban Chiyuv Chatas. A Tumah that doesn't have Yediyah B'Tchila, that can never come to Chiyuv Karban Chatas. But ask the Gemara, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, that the Tumah that didn't have Yediyah B'Tchila can come to Chiyuv Chatas. So according to that, the Sar HaPnimi could help for that type of an Aveira. So if that's the case, because it, as long as it's a carbon that could come, it's a situation that could come to a carbon, so then for that type of situation, the Sar HaNas HaPnimi is helpful, so then why do we need a Sar HaNas B'Chutz, a Mayim B'Chaper? Why do we have to bring that carbon? And says the Gemara, She'ein Ba Yediyah Lo B'Tchila B'Saif. According to Shmuel, the Sar HaNas B'Chutz is when there was no Yediyah at all, where Rabbi Shmuel will agree there's no carbon. Ask the Gemara, but if that's the case, we don't need to have the Sar HaNas B'Chutz. We can rely on the Musaf, on the Karbanos that are brought on Yom Tovim and on Rosh Chodashim. Answers the Gemara, Savol Krav Meir, Rav Shmuel agrees with the opinion of Ramei that we learned in the Mishnah. Dama kol ha-nesayrim, that all of the ksirim that are brought on b'chutz on Yom Kippur, and the Siri Haragolim, and the Siri Rechadoshim, Kaparos and Shava, they're all used in the same way. Al Tumas Mikdash Rechadoshav. And they all mechaper for when there was no Yedi B'Tchila V'Yesh B'Yedi B'Soif, when there was no Yedi and not B'Tchila V'Soif. Why is it necessary to have so many components for the same Aveira? For very simple reason. And that is, if somebody will do this Aveira in between different Kabbonis. And since they did this Aveira in between the bringing of the different Kabbonis, he'll have the carbon that's brought next time to be there to be Mechaper him. Only a carbon that has no idea Tchila Soif holds Rishmol like a mayor that all the Kabbonis are effective. But regarding a case where it was Tumah, there was no Yedid B'Tchila V'Yesh B'Yedid B'Soif, Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, as we said a second ago, is that the Sira Nasa Pnim works. When we're saying that for all these Kabbonis work, they work in a case where there was no Yedid B'Tchila, no Yedid B'Soif. That's why we have all these Kabbonis being brought for the same purpose. Ask the Gemara, Elamai Iskash Chitzel Pnimi. Now, ask the Gemara, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, that the Sira Nas B'chutz and is brought for all these purposes, all these Kabbonis, the Gemara said, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Sira Nas B'chutz speaks about a carbon situation, the Ein B'Yedi B'Tchil Eloi B'Doi B'Soif. So, if that's the case, the Sira Nas B'Fnim, the Sira Nas B'chutz, don't work in the same way. Because we've been saying until now that the Sira Nas B'Fnim works in a situation where there was some level of Yediyah, and the Sira Nas B'Chutz works where there was some level of Yediyah. But now they were saying that the Sira Nas B'Chutz, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is for when there was no Yediyah at all. In what way are they connected? It says the Gemara, Ma Pnimi Einem Chap B'Shar Averis. The Pnimi only works for Averis of Tumas Migdash B'Kedoshav. Af Chitzen, the Sira Nas B'Chutz, is also only here to teach us that for what type of Aveira does it work. It works for Tumas Migdash B'Knoshav. And as I saw the Rajba points out, usually we say Ein Hekesh L'Machtza. And when we compare two situations, we treat them very similarly. But here, we're only Makish that they work for Tumas Migdash B'Knoshav, but it's not a perfect match because it doesn't really work all the way the same way. So we learned in the Mishnah. It's very interesting, however, to point out a vart that I saw from the Shem Shmuel. The Shem Shmuel points out that the Kabbonis of the Yom Tovim, the Kabbonis of Rosh Chodesh, have this ability to be mechaper on Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav. But the Karban Musaf on Shabbos don't. And why is that? So he says there's a fundamental difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos happens by itself. We don't make Shabbos into Shabbos. We act on Shabbos, it was hopefully on Shabbos the way we're supposed to act. But we're not the ones make Shabbos into Shabbos. Yontif, we are the ones that make Yontif. When we speak about Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav, so he explains, what is the concept, what is the Aveira between Tumas, behind Migdash Kodesh V'Kedoshav? It means that we have the ability to come up to a certain level of Kedusha, and we haven't come up, and we haven't recognized the level of Kedusha that we ought to come to. That is the lesson of Yontif. Yontif is that is a time that we're supposed to use to come and recognize our Kedusha. And because we didn't, and Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav means that we don't constantly pay attention to our level of Kedusha. So that type of a carbon is only applicable on a day where that is something that we do, where we bring Kedusha to the world. But on Shabbos, when it's not we who bring the Kedusha to the world. The Kedusha comes automatically, so the carbon of Shabbos is not really connectable to Tumas, to that type of an Aveira. We learned in the Mishnah, Why do all these kabbonis work for the case where the person has no yediya? I'm a craw. The sir is of echel chatus l'Hashem. That's what the pasuk uses by when it discusses the sir of Rosh Chodesh. Chait shen makaba el Hashem. Only an aveir, which the only one that knows, somebody goes into the base of Migdash, when this person has no yediya b'tchil b'soif, so the only one that really knows that this person did this aveir is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where Yehesah Zemachaper, that's where this carbon will be helpful. Ask the Gemara, V'haymi b'aylei l'chidosh lakish, but isn't this pasuk needed for what Rish Lakish taught us? Rish Lakish taught us, Man ishtan is sar shal Rish Chodesh, shenem b'ay l'chatis l'Hashem. This is the only place where the Torah, when it describes a carbon, calls it l'chatis l'Hashem. Says the Gemara, the person, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel says, Ser zeh yeh kapar alai, I, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, need to bring a carbon. Why? Shemiatati asireach. We all remember, the Pasuk says in Parshas Bereishis, V'yasal kim ha-shnei ha-mo'iris ha-gdoilim, es ha-mor ha-godol l'mishmeres ha-yoyim, ves ha-mor ha-kotin l'mishmeres ha-laila, ves ha-kechovim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu first made shnei ha-mo'iris ha-gdoilim. So that seems to indicate that the two illuminations in the sky, the sun and the moon, were shnei ma'iris, they were both the same. But what happened was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Levana came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the moon came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, "E'efshe l'shnei malachim l'shtamish b'keser echad." Two kings cannot share one throne. And the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and lessened the moon, and calls it now as a cotton. And the Rif, actually, in Masechta Chulin, quotes that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that to the moon said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I said something that makes sense, I deserve to be punished. And that's why, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted what the moon said, so that's why they bring, when Klai Yisrael explains the Medrash, bring a carbon on Rosh Chodesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, participates that with that carbon. And from here, the Rosh actually says, we learn that if an owner sees the need to punish his worker, to punish his Eved, still the owner has to afterwards make him feel better. That's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. So the way I saw that Davni Nezer explains this Gemara is that the obvious question when you learn this Gemara is that why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to do it this way? Couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu just made these, why did he make the sun smaller, the moon smaller? He could have just made the sun bigger. The answer is because we are not worthy in this world to have a bigger moon, bigger sun. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the reason that this is not a simple story is because why should have I had to make the moon smaller? I should have been able to make the moon bigger. Just because Al Shemati Esiyarech, the reason the moon has a claim against me. I, however, cannot do, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the moon, what the moon wanted me to do, because I realize Klai Yisrael, the world is not ready for a bigger moon. The Yair Tavas says that on Rosh Chodesh, the Malachim are judged, because they are the one that said that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not create a person. They claim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you created us, the Malachim. There's no need for you to create people as well. And because we have the same argument as the moon and the sun, every Rosh Chodesh between the Malachim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu reminds himself of that, what happened. Thus, Rosh explain the Tosfos quotes the Aruch is that the Sar Rosh Chodesh is a kapara for Klal Yisrael for the Averis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that people do Averis and they need to be able to bring a carbon which will be a kapara for the Avera. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to choose Rosh Chodesh to be the day where that will happen, that where the Averis that people do will be forgiven. The reason I'm doing it on that day is that the moon will now feel better. The moon will now feel, you see, the day that I was diminished has become a day in the history of Klal Yisrael every month where they have a new chance to do tshuva and be come back. Delev Simcha, quoting his father, the Imri Emes, says, when we say the perek of Eizem Mekoimam, it says over there, Chatas HaTzibur VaYochid, we speak about the chatas that are brought by a tzibur and tzibur of a yochid. Elayin chatas a tzibur, siri resh chodesh v'shel me'odis. The Mishnah explains what are the siri chatas a tzibur. The chatas a yochid is not explained. So he explains that the siri resh chodesh are also a chatas of a yochid. When the Mishnah is explaining siri chatas a tzibur v'yochid, it's speaking about the tzibur, that's the carbon that's brought by the yochid. Who's the yochid shem olam? Who's the one and only in the world? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the chatas that's brought in Rosh Chodesh. The chatas that's brought in Rosh Chodesh is the chatas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tav Yochel brings. The Chassam Sofer gives a marshal. He says there was somebody who lent money to a king, and the king gave him a document that he could go to the treasury and collect what is owed to him. When he comes to the treasury to collect what's owed to him, the people who are in charge of the treasury keep on pushing him off and don't want to pay him. When he ultimately came back to the king is upset at these people who didn't do as he directed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he explains, went and lessened the moon. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intention was only to do that until Mashiach comes. Because when Mashiach comes, the illumination of the moon will be equal to the illumination of the sun. Every month, the moon thinks, oh, Mashiach is coming, and I will be equal to the sun. And that's what it means, Hayoim, and Bekol Tishmo. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, it says to the moon, I have to make you feel better. You're waiting for Mashiach where you could come back, and I haven't brought Mashiach. The Chidah explains that in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, we say, V'siri izim nasa beratzen. Nowadays, the Siri Rosh Chodesh abroad, he says, that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have to bring this carbon because of what I did to the moon. When Mashiach comes, and as we just said, the moon will be equal in size to the sun, there will be no reason, there will be no need to bring that carbon for that reason anymore. It'll be brought because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the moon to be brought. So that's what we say, Usirei Rois Chadashim, Sirizim, when Mashiach comes, B'mheir B'yeinu, Nasa Beratzen, the carbon musaf will be brought purely Beratzen. And this is what we say when we do Kiddush Levana every month. We say, V'yirotzu fanach Hashem al-kai v'al-kai v'asai, t'tmal p'gimas al-vana. We're saying that we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the moon, which is currently in this situation, not equal to the sun, should come back, that what's missing should be made whole. In the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, we say, Rosh Chodesh v'al-amchon asata, z'man kapar l'chol t'aydoysam, and I saw that the Sefer Likutei Maran brings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us a tremendous chesed that Rosh Chodesh is a Yom Adin. Why? And that's why there's the concept of Yom Kippur Katan Erev Rosh Chodesh. Because when a person does an Aveira, he obviously feels bad. He obviously is embarrassed in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he did an Aveira. But if Kaviyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also did an Avera, as Shemi'atati HaSalvana, when you come and have to explain yourself in front of someone, Kaviyachol, who did an Avera himself, it's much easier to be able to give that kind of explanation. So this, we have Rosh Chodesh, and on Rosh Chodesh we have the opportunity to make, to say, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for forgiveness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the right time, because it's the same time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs, so to speak, to have kapora al shemi adati as ayreach. And I saw, but what becomes very, very clear in our shir is that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have, unfortunately he couldn't, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have, he would have made the sun bigger, not make the moon smaller. This, the Cheshuke Chemed uses this for a very important concept. He uses it for if somebody has two children and he has, and they both did well, but one did better than the other. From here we see, he says, that we're supposed to make, we're not supposed to downgrade the child who's not doing so well. On the contrary, we're supposed to build up the child who's doing better. And what's the proof? Because he says, we see here that Kadosh Baruch Hu felt the need to bring a kapara. Al-Shemi'atati Asireich. What does it mean, Al-Shemi'atati Asireich? Al-Shemi'atati Asireich means because he should have made the moon, he should have made the sun bigger. As we explained, it really wasn't an option. But that's really what would be preferable. And that, in any situation where we have the opportunity to do something like this, we should make the other one feel better versus making the one that didn't do so well feel bad. He also suggests that that's why on Yom Kippur, that's why on Rosh Chodesh, there's a point to make a Suda. Many people have the minhag to make a Sudas Rosh Chodesh. He says, what's the reason that a Sudas Rosh Chodesh is made? He says, the reason a Sudas Rosh Chodesh is made is that the Sudas Rosh Chodesh actually represent Zman Kapar L'Chol Toidosom. Rosh Chodesh is the day where people get the opportunity to do better. And as a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, even on himself, Kaviyachol. Since that is what Rosh Chodesh represents, a person who's about tshuva should make Rosh Chodesh, a person who's about tshuva should make Rosh Chodesh into his Yontif. The pasuk says, "Vayidei mechay Chodesh b'chotchei u'midei Shabbos b'shatoi yovu kabos l'shtachves l'fanei Am Hashem." And HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that pasuk speaks about Rosh Chodesh before it speaks about Shabbos. And the question that the Chassam Sofer asks is that we know when we speak about putting things in a proper order, something which is more tadr, something which comes more often, should always be mentioned first, and something which is more kaddish should come first. So Shabbos has both of these advantages over Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos comes every week, Rosh Chodesh comes only once a month, and Shabbos is certainly more kaddish than Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos is Shabbos. Why does Rosh Chodesh come first? So he answers, the halacha teaches us that if somebody has two kabbonis, he has to bring a karmen chatos and has to bring a carbon oilab, he brings the karmen chatos first. And the reason is because the karmen chatos is mechapa d'aveira, it cleans away d'aveira, and the carbon oilab represents a gift that's brought after the kapara that's brought through the karmen chatos. So he explains, that's what the pasuk is telling us. What happens in Rosh Chodesh? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Rosh Chodesh represents Zman Kapara L'Chol Toidosom. It's a time for Kapara. Since Rosh Chodesh is a time for Kapara, so just like the Karmel Chatos comes first, so too should the Rosh Chodesh come and then only Shabbos. And then I saw that the Gemara in Masechet Bava Basra said Daf Ayin Dal Amud Aleph that every 30 days the Gehenim with Korach and his people turn over, and they say, and they make an answer, Moshe Emes, the Terasa Emes, Moshe is true, and we're not, what we said wasn't true. What does that mean? Why does it happen every Rosh Chodesh? He says, the Sefer Or L'Chaim explains that what happened was that the claim of Korach was actually identical to the claim of the moon. The moon said, he did exactly the opposite of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. The moon said that we should have everybody Kikala Eidu Kula Kadoshim. That was the opposite of the moon, where the moon said, nobody, we can't have everybody equal. Now these, the Adas Korach, recognize their mistake. And once the Adas Korach recognized the mistake, which is represented on Rosh Chodesh, that's why every month on Rosh Chodesh, which is the day that you could easily recognize that error, it's the day when they come back and they announce and proclaim Moshe Emes v'Taras Emes v'Hein Badoim. Okay. So back to our Gemara. The Gemara asks, how could you say that Chatzla Hashem is coming to teach us that the carbon Musaf brought on Rosh Chodesh is for Tumas Midrash v'Kedoshav? Shein b'yidia lo b'tchil v'lo b'soif. We need it, and we learn it from the Pasuk of Chatzla Hashem, because that's an aver that only Hashem is aware of. Don't we need this pasuk to teach us, as we're learning now, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that we should bring a carbon on Rosh Chodesh and Mat Tiyas Yireach? Answers the Gemara, Im Kain, if all the need of that pasuk was for what Rish Lakish is teaching us, the pasuk should have said Lemakra Al Hashem, My Hashem, to teach us Lachal the Moran. But ask the Gemara now the other way, Vem Lakula Hudasa, maybe the pasuk is only coming to teach us that the Avera, which the Rosh Chodesh carbon works for, is the Avera that only Hashem knows, Tumas Midrash V'Kedoshav, and it's not here at all to teach us about HaKadosh Baruch Hu needing a carbon. Answers the Gemara, if that was what the Pasuk was coming to teach us, name a Krah Chatas Hashem. Why does the Torah use the words La Hashem? Shmamina Tarti, to teach both the Dinim. Ask the Gemara, why don't we say that these kabbonis work for other averis, that the person is not aware that he did that avera, that only Hashem is aware that he did that avera, that the carbon should be effective for them, for all those situations, not just Tumas Megdash Kedoshav? Answers the Gemara, Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, they answered in the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, Hoyel Vizeb, the Sar Chitzer of Yom Kippur, Bob is man kavua. It comes at a set time in the year on Yom Kippur. V'zeh, and the carbon of Rosh Chodesh, Bob is man kavua, that it comes on Rosh Chodesh. Ma'zeh, just like we've been learning in our shir, that the Sar Achitzin, Enem Echapa El Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav, works only for Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav, we extrapolate that Avzeh, the Sar of Rosh Chodesh, Enem Echapa, is only here to be Mechapa El Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav, not for anything else. Ashkechon, so ask the Gemara, so now we've been able to establish how we know that the Seir Rosh Chodesh works for Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav. But Seir Eregolim, we've been learning that the Seir Eregolim also come for that purpose. So ask the Gemara, Menolon, how do we know that they work for that purpose? Answers the Gemara of Chitema Hanamiki the Tanaberi Vishmo, and we should maybe compare them just like we compared the Seir Yom Kippur and the Seir Kedoshim. That just like these two are kabbonis that come at a set time, and they're here for Tumas Migdash Kedoshim. This also should come from Tumas Migdash Kedoshim. Says the Gemara Ikla Mifrach. That would be a type of a lima that could be refuted. Dima Rish Chodesh. If we would learn from Rish Chodesh, we would say Shekein Tadr. Rosh Chodesh is more Tadr than Yom Tovim. Rosh Chodesh comes every month. And even though the Seir Golem, if we take them all together, might be more than the Seir Rosh Chodesh, because Seir Rosh Chodesh are only one a month, and Seir Golem are more. But at the end of the day, there are more days of Rosh Chodesh in the year than days of Yom Tov. In Yom Kippur, and if you want to learn from the Sar of Yom Kippur, certainly Yom Kippur is very unique. Shekei Merubah Kiparasoi. Yom Kippur is this super powerful day that we brings kapara for all types of aveiros that no other type of the year do we have that kapara. The chitema, and if you'll say that Hagamrin and Rosh Chodesh Yom Kippurim, if you'll say, well, that isn't a legitimate question, because if you want to say that Yom Kippur is so unique, because Merubah Kiparasoi, and that's why you can't learn from Yom Kippur to other places, Dam Gamrinan, Rosh Chodesh Yom Kippurim, we just finished learning Rosh Chodesh Yom Kippur, V'loi Prachinan, and we didn't ask, well, how could you learn Rosh Chodesh Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is Merubah Kiparasoi. Isn't that an indication that that isn't a legitimate question? Hasam Kapara Michtik Sivi. When the Torah speaks about Rosh Chodesh, it says that there is an element of kapara. As we've been saying in our shir, the Torah, when it speaks about Rosh Chodesh, it says chatos l'Hashem. So it's a very obvious point that it's a kapara for, it's a day of kapara. Yom Kippur is only here, Gilim Milsubah here, it's coming to teach us that this day of kapara, for what type of an aveira does it help? It helps for this type of aveira. Aval hocha, where the seirim, which were brought on Yom Tovim, that there is no indication that they're brought for kapara. Iklameima, so then we could say, kula milsa lo gemrinin, that there's no way to learn from Rosh Chodesh and Yom Kippur to those kabbonis. And therefore the question would come back, how would we know that they work for this purpose, that the kabbonis that are brought on Yom Tovim are mechaper on Tumas Mikdash v'Kedoshav, says the Gemara, Elo, Kedomer of Chama b'Chanina. The Pasuk says, that the Pasuk say, Sir Izim Echel Chattis. But the Torah didn't say the word Sir. Then the Torah says, Usir Izim Chattis, with the extra Vav. Hochanami Sar V'Sar. To teach us that all the Sirim have the same halacha. V'iskash Sirir Golem, L'Sir Rosh Chodashim, Ma Sir Rosh Chodashim, Ma'em Chapim Ela, Ein Ba Yedi, Eloi B'Tchil B'Soif. They work for Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav. Af Sir Arugolim, with the Vav that connects them, Einem Chapim Ela, Ein Ba Yedi, Eloi B'Tchil, Eloi B'Soif. Ask the Gemari, Bailu, Kiyam Rabbi Yehuda. When Rabbi Yehuda said that the Sir Arugolim, the Sir Rosh Chodashim, work in a situation where Ein Ba Yedi, Eloi B'Tchila, Eloi B'Soif, Hani Mili, does that mean B'Chet She'en Esoif Levadei, that won't ever, a veir that will never become, we will become aware of, Aval Chet She'esoif Levada, an veir that we will ultimately become aware of, K'mei She'esh L'Bedi B'Soif Dami, that is considered like, is already, there is a Yediya, and therefore in that situation, the Sar Hanas B'Chutz V'Yom Kippur M'Chaper, Oidema, Afil Chet She'esoif Levada, even though it's ultimately going to become, we're going to become aware of it. Right now, it's aware that only a Kodesh Baruch Hu is aware of it, and therefore, it does have a kapara through the Seir Regalim and the Seir Rish Chodashim. Toshma, so the Gemara answers, the Tanya, the Brisa teaches us, Asheim ba yidi alay b'tchil alay b'soif, v'as chet she'esoif levada, Seir Regalim and Seir Rish Chodashim, mechaperim divrei b'Yehuda, it's very clear that is the halacha.